This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Sharif Shomi is a lawyer in D.C.
Tell how find yourself.
We just happened to go over to Comet Pizza yesterday and witnessed this guy come in with a gun. We're glad that he and everybody else that works there weren't hurt. You know, it was funny, one of his tweets I saw, because I tweeted at him this morning, I went and checked it. It was like, you know, you're responsible partially for this, just like mainstream media is for lying about WMD in Iraq. I'm not even one-tenth disconnected as the mainstream media lying about Yellow Cake, lying about nuclear reactors, saying Saddam was behind it when he was challenging Saudi Arabia. Total bull. But, I mean, I agree with the statement about the Iraq war being a fraud. But then the Democrats were involved as well, and I know he'll second that. It's just my issue here is old media wants to censor new media. So they seize on these type of things. This is really a lesson just to new media and everybody else for that matter about how things are going to be spun, how they're going to be twisted, and how we've got to be better than mainstream media. Because that's why they're collapsing is no one trusts them. Sharif, I want to let you be able to finish any other statements. Maybe you should come back on sometime and we can actually, debate the whole Islam thing, because I would love to get people on that actually have the courage to come on.
I'd love to. I think you got it all wrong about Islam, and it's, you know, something that I think you can, you know, change your opinion on, I hope. With regard to ping pong, you know, I would just say again that, look, take the target off Comet Ping Pong. Those guys are good people. They employees there.
Well, there shouldn't be a target there because we don't know what's really going on, and quite frankly, I don't think a bunch of this stuff's happening. And I've said that for weeks. You can take other reports, people that disagree with me, I'm telling you what I've been saying for 2-3 weeks. It's not like I'm saying this now. So, take the target off that and put it on Podesta, put it on Lolita Island, put it on whatever happened to Penn State. That was an
okay. Stand by your word. Stop using hashtag Pizzagate. Stop showing Comet Ping Pong in your videos like you did the November 23rd video. And put the focus on John Podesta, put the focus on Hillary Clinton, put the focus on political elites that are actually hungry for power and are trying to manipulate situations.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. I 110%, Sharif, that is my motto, is nebulous. People seem to love stories of some nebulous whodunit, you know, with these characters we even know who they are. I know with Podesta and the Clintons, there's real evidence there of Clinton on this plane. So you're actually speaking to the choir here. The thing is, the media makes it so big. CNN and others 3 weeks ago focused on this area of Reddit, blowing it up, and then people are asking me, why aren't you covering it? So then my reporters go report on it, and some of it's pretty darn scary, man. Have you seen that artwork, and you don't think that's an issue?
If they're having a private party and put up whatever artwork they put up, it's not my business. When I went in there, I didn't see any artwork. All I seen was ping pong tables and some delicious
pizza. Well, listen, I looked it up weeks ago, and they admitted gourmet pizza, and no, and the point is
that Guy Fieri was there. Food Network. They didn't. I mean, the place is.
Well, let's be clear. We're not saying they're involved in anything either. Not doing it. My problem is this, and I'm glad you came on, because you put me in the middle of this, and the people are going to come out of the woodwork against you. That is not me. So I'm glad we're having a friendly discussion.
Put yourself on the forefront of the issue. You have targeted Comet Ping Pong in your videos, in your tweets.
No. It was in the news, targeted by Reddit and Facebook. We covered it. I keep explaining that to you. And I love how you don't ever agree with me. I'm like, you're very gracious, very open, very real. It's what I do. It's like the David Duke interview. I'm not pretending you know him. But, I mean, I had to try to have a real discussion, not so much a debate, and actually let the guy talk. He ran over me, tried to score points, and people said, David Duke ran over Alex Jones. I'm not really having a debate with you. I'm trying to really talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, you want to come back on sometime about the Middle East in general, have a discussion about it?
I would love to. We need to stop supporting the Israeli military. We need to focus on America and not send weapons to Saudis and to other terrorist countries.
All I know is I'm against supporting the Saudis, and I've been neutral on the Israel issue, so I get accused of being working for Israel or that I'm anti-Semitic. It's all just crazy, and that's part of the Internet. It's why we've all got to be careful. And so I appreciate you coming on with us. We'll obviously talk to you again soon, and if you want to have a discussion about Islam and the West and everything else. Thanks for talking to us.
Sure. to start thinking.
All right, we're going to come back a few minutes with Doug Hagman to finish up. I'm going to hand the baton to Owen Schroyer, who has got a ton of news to cover. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Big Brother.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Doug Hagman's our guest, and I wish I had all his law enforcement training. He trains police, state police, FBI, you name it, around the country. In his special investigations, I just love all the cop questions he was asking that lawyer. Let's be 100% clear. I've been the victim of the internet, especially the white supremacists. Why, I don't know. Making up the most outlandish, crazy stuff you can imagine. And then I have mainstream media claiming I'm a white nationalist and you hate all the minorities. And I have experienced people online saying that I'm somebody I'm not and that I abuse kids. I mean, I've experienced, you name it, it's gone on. And I've learned that it just is made up BS, so it doesn't matter. So it, you know, goes off my back like water off a duck's back. It destroyed careers of people that were overall, I think, you know, innocent of what was being alleged. Other big talk show hosts that'll go unnamed, everybody knows about, used to be on overnights. So I'm acutely aware of this. But I got to tell you, my brain has been basically abused. And I'm serious when I say that. In college, one of the jokes 20 years ago or 23 years ago was somebody tell you some really dirty term for some weird sexual thing you never heard of. And I just told people, I don't want to know all these terms. And people nowadays will say a term to me sometimes, you know, you're out with some guys or people are visiting or you're protesting on the street somewhere and somebody will say some horrible, vulgar thing to me. And I'm like, what is that? They're like, you don't know what that is. I'm like, no. Reading the Podesta emails, and I looked at, I don't want to exaggerate. I had hundreds of them shown to me by the staff. I looked at hundreds and hundreds myself. I've looked at thousands of emails, total. Hundreds and hundreds on the code word stuff, and it's code word. You know, how fresh is the walnut sauce? I want to put it on my pizza. Oh, these are the best hot dogs. They're so succulent. Obama wants $62,000 worth of them. Where's the president? He's at a hot dog party. You know, oh, there's a pizza party. And so that's what's going on with the cosmology. That's where all the pizza stuff comes from. And everybody kind of sees pizza over here with this ping pong pizza. But the reason I raise it is I don't know what's going on. It's a law enforcement issue. I will tell citizens, we never put a target on their back, but if there is one, take it off their back because it's a diversion from everything else that's happening. And the staff and crew and people, you know, need to be left alone. That just goes to say. I don't say that because that fellow was asking me to say that earlier. Because I know what the mainstream media will do. It'll be like, Jones backs off his ping pong pizza fake news myth. No, I never said it. It's like Jones backs off saying Obama sent the tornado 5 years ago to Oklahoma City. I never said that. A lady said, could this be a weather weapon? I said, they have weather weapons, man, but this probably wasn't one of them. So I cover this not because their disinfo hurts us. I cover all of this because we need to expose the fake corporate news. And I got to tell you, Doug Hagman is such a smart guy. He crystallized it so much better than I could. In 30 seconds, he said, last hour, if you just joined us, he said, Alex, it's about the fake news narrative, and it's about saying all the pedophilia, all the stuff going on in the world, all the Podesta emails are basically fake. And I was thinking, that's what the New York Times and the Washington Post and all of them are saying now. Alex Jones says Hillary and Podesta are torturing kids at this pizza place. I never said that. My crew never said that. But see, that turns the whole Podesta thing and the Lolita Express and the underage call boys at the White House and all the stuff that's been in mainstream newspapers, including CBS News. CBS turns it all around today and says, I'm putting out fake news on this and a bunch of other stuff. When I've got CBS News in the 80s reporting on exactly what we're talking about. So see, they still think the public's dumb. They just think the public bought into what we were saying, whether it was true or not, and that's how they lost the election. So they're now going to try their own hand at just pure disinformation. That's not why you lost, folks. You lost because you've been discredited and you're seen as the power structure. And it's happening all over the world. So trying to censor the press and create this precedent to do it is not going to work. Now notice we don't have... This is very skillful from the establishment. In the media, 3 weeks ago, focusing on the mom and pop shop, then everybody starts focusing on that as it becomes a trending term. Little bitty area mentioned, hey, look, Podesta goes to this thing called Ping Pong Pizza and this other pizza place, and it's connected into Homeland Security, and look, they go and they have fundraisers there, and then look, the FBI talks about pizza. The FBI talks about pizza being a code word, not a pizza place, but people connected those dots, whether they're accurate or not. And then it builds a crescendo. We cover it as it hits this big wave. We show the Google Analytics. We cover it and say, we don't know what's going on, but here's what people say. Then it turns into their real target, Infowars.com. And then people with other political motives who don't like people like Trump, then it becomes connected to that, you see. It's interesting, though, three different lawsuits filed claiming Trump raped teenage girls, all with fake names, all with fake people, all dropped before they ever went to trial, just to put the headline out, Trump raped girls with Jeffrey Epstein, because they know that it was Clinton really on the airplane with him doing it. They were scared of Trump bringing that out, so they brought out their false claim first in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, in Vanity Fair, and hundreds of other publications. But it's okay when the mainstream media actually reports on fake lawsuits three times with fake names saying Donald Trump raped little girls and showing how they grabbed them at bus stops to take them to Donald Trump. Totally made up, but where are the crocodile tears there? We're going to break in 4 minutes. I'm going to hand the baton to Owen Schroyer coming up. But, Doug, thanks for riding the shotgun with us. You made great points today. What did you make of that fella earlier? You know, he'd admit a lot of real things are going on, and he said he listened to the show for a long time, and he had knew there were real pedophile rings, but then leave Comet Ping Pong alone. I mean, that kind of sounded reasonable, but I'm not attacking Comet Ping Pong. And he just kept like he was talking to a jury, like he wasn't going to ever acquiesce to that fact. And then I do find it weird, though, that, you know, he just magically is in there. But that's how coincidences work.
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, actually. However, you know, Alex, I'm not sure. I wasn't privy to what happened at the pizza shop where there's shots fired. But regardless, if I was in a business sitting in there having dinner with my three children, 7, 9, and 12, my wife perhaps, or just my children, me and my children, if that was me, I'm not sure I would be, well, I just find it very curious. In my professional opinion, I find it very curious that the guests appear to be more interested in rehabilitating or defending the reputation of that facility as opposed to describing the harrowing situation that he witnessed or was a part of. That's just my own feeling.
And he didn't hear the gun go off. Well, here's what's crazy. No one at first said a gun went off. It's like something is thrown on the end. But that adds to his credibility that he didn't just go along with the gun going off.
Well,
it was a mixed bag, wasn't it?
Well, it was. And a large extent during that segment, I felt like I was, you know, herding cats, attempting to herd cats. There was a lot of territory covered in that last segment from Israel to, you know, pedophilia and everything in between. So, but you know, the larger issue here is the fact that, and I agree, that it's difficult, Alex, to extract, for example, a business name in an email or a series of emails. And certainly you don't create or write the hashtags. It's Pizzagate. That's what it is.
Well, I told my crew is, I said, they could be using the name of this place as a code word, and they're meeting in the parking lot, and it could be secret documents. You don't know.
Yeah. You know, and frankly, I don't think we can stop talking about any one issue, any one person.
When something was the number one trending term on the Internet, we had to cover it. And I love how we're covering it up. Simultaneously, we're behind it all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Which, you know, and that is the whole, I mean, that's the whole thing right there, is the fact that they are going to say, look, because of your reckless coverage and your reckless accusations, not coverage, but reckless accusations when there were none made, you're just reporting on what was being said. Because of that, of course, we've got to censor you and you've got to be sanctioned. And so this is where this is going. I just found that last segment very, very interesting, to say the least. That's all. But you know, I mean,
well, you agree with me, though, and I wasn't just agreeing with him, that I think there's been massive coverage of this one thing. There's tens of thousands of emails mentioning kids and pizza and sauces all over the country and luscious hot dogs that are $60,000 for Obama. That's quite a group of hot. That's a whole package of hot dogs, probably. You know, the average, I guess we did some looking into it. The average gay escort of $1,000 or more, 60 escorts or whatever. That's quite a party. Maybe they were staying all day. Maybe it's 20 escorts, male escorts. That's what that is. Is a hot dog. Or maybe Obama really bought $60,000 of hot dogs.
65. Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry. $65,000 of hot dogs.
Yeah. The extras for the condiments, I'm sure. Well, the whole thing, Alex, is we have to look at this, in my view anyway, we have to look at this, as I said at the beginning, as a large crime scene, a global crime scene.
Sure. What do you make of the mainstream media, though? They have quotes here saying Jones thinks the Podestas are involved in pedophilia and none of it exists. Just like the Catholic Church, they're just saying none of this exists.
Well, you know, again, you're looking at evidence that appears to be largely circumstantial. However, you cannot make the... or you cannot create the art that is certainly suggestive of a Dahmer type of theme, shall we say. You can't make up the, obviously, the spirit cooking, which is ample photographic documentation that exists there.
Of Aleister Crowley stuff, and that's child sacrifice magic.
I mean, it exists. Are we to just look aside or look away from that and say, well, you know, it doesn't exist? Of course not. We have to say, yeah, here it is. But what, you know... What does that mean aside from that? But there are so many other things too. The Clinton Foundation at the epicenter of Haiti and of this entire of all these connections. I mean, this is an elephant, a huge elephant. We have to take one.
And by the way, I can show thousands of articles about huge pedophile rings being found everywhere, and it's always judges and government and people involved and child trafficking groups and, you know, groups that are involved in moving folks across borders.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the very people who have the power and the influence and the cash that are involved in this that can influence the judicial system that could this is just so crazy. I look, the bottom line here is with respect to the business establishment in Washington D.C. You know, I never heard you really focus in on that, aside from it being an element of an article or a story or an interest with respect to the emails. But look at the emails, the 650,000 plus all of the other emails together. Look at what they're saying. Look at the principles involved here.
That lawyer couldn't deny it looks like some horrible stuff's going on.
Yeah, but again,
that's what I kept telling people. There's going to be innocent folks in these emails. You can't just take stuff and then just say it. That's what's going on.
But then again, I thought it was interesting that you know, it's okay to throw Podesta under the bus. However, leave Carmen Ping Pong alone. And I can understand that to an extent. However, those two are not necessarily, you can't extract.
Yeah, I think law enforcement, and I mean independent, out-of-state, state police, you name it, it should all be looked into. But quite frankly, I think the way CNN focused on Comet Ping Pong 3 weeks ago, got everybody feverishly on it, forcing us to cover it, basically, when I was looking at other areas, you know, many different areas, is the distraction overall. Well, listen, I really appreciate you joining us. Any other points, Mr. Hagman?
No, just keep on doing what you're doing. I think you've done a great job, and thank you so much for being at the tip of the spear on this and covering all of this and having the brass ones to do so, because it does take a lot of courage to go.
Well, I appreciate you, brother, and I appreciate your courage. You're the one that, again, before Eric Prince came out, before it was even in the news, that law enforcement's looking at this being sex trafficking. I mean, look at the parties, Jerry Epstein, Bill Clinton, Anthony Weiner. We know there's massive exploitation of children in the Middle East going on. And then look at Aberdeen and just all of this. And then it's in there. I mean, there's emails where you just can. There's no way. We're meeting at the farmhouse. The children are pliable. And, you know, I'm paraphrasing. Will behave themselves. You know, here's their ages. They'll be in the hot tub for your entertainment. I mean, what the hell is that?
Mm.
Or is that? Is that code word for adult hookers or something? See, the reason I want to be careful here is it's clearly code. That's what I'm saying. Pizzagate is real. When I say that, I mean the government saying pizza's code word. As you talked about 3 weeks ago, you weren't talking about this. You were on the show. And again, we're not CYA here with this. We're really going back to what we said. And you were here saying, you know, they talk about pizza toppings. This is in the law enforcement manuals. We've shown it. But that's separate from these other pizza places, and that's where people start mixing it together. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and as you said, too, I look at CNN and other agencies identifying this business over and over and over again. To me, they're more responsible for the blowback than anyone who cites this as an element of a larger enterprise or a larger investigation, I should say. So, yeah, indeed.
Yeah, well, if they think they're going to sit there in the media or in any witch hunt against us or anybody else and only focus it in on ping pong, they want to jump in that briar patch, because let me tell you, everybody connected to it, everybody there, we've seen enough footage, enough photos, enough images, enough stuff to know that something's going on in Denmark. And with the depositions alone, the discovery. I mean, Doug, looking at this, I tell you, it just looks like this rabbit hole goes pretty darn deep.
Indeed it does.
And they wanted us like a mama bird, like its wings broken, it'll hop around 20 feet from its nest. They're like, oh, you know, over here by the comet ping pong. And I'm like, what's over there by those bushes? Let me walk over there and look for the nest. And I think that's what's happening here. What do you think?
Well, I mean, again, we blinders off the entire situation. Look at everything in context. And really, the people that should be really taking this by storm, if the media should be reporting on this, but law enforcement should be looking very closely at all aspects of the criminal.
But they know when they've gone after it in the past, people go after them, because this is the top of the pyramid. No matter how many Sanduskies come out, no matter how many Boys Towns, no matter how many, I mean, there's like this week, 20 or 30 huge, big pedophile scandals all over the U.S., all over Europe, and it's just in the paper, gone. Confirming, yep. You know, finding dead bodies of kids, everything just doesn't matter. They just sweep it under that rug, and then wonder why everybody's so hysterical. It's crazy.
Indeed, yeah.
All right, Doug, 100%. Thank you. There goes Doug Hagmann. Before we hand the baton to Owen Schroyer here, I want to tell you about some of our fine sponsors. Revelations, Dawn of Global Government, the movie. The film, directed by Chuck Undersea, stars General Jerry Boykin, Charlie Daniels, Edward Griffin, Joel Skousen, and myself, Alex Jones, and many others. It covers a range of topics such as privacy, Agenda 21, the Federal Reserve, nationalism versus globalism, and much more. You can see that's the flavor of the whole world today. Visit revelationthemovie.info to purchase the DVD or check into hosting it at a theater near you. Separately, Solutions from Science Pocket Solar Generator has a new pocket-sized solar generator. It can run off and run a lot of 110 appliances at your house, like a small refrigerator, so you can keep food from spoiling. But the best part is that you can also take it with you. It's mobile, so you can jump-start cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. Get one for your truck, one for your car, your wife's car, maybe your daughter's at college. You can buy one right now and use coupon code ALEX at checkout. Listen to this. You'll get a second one free, plus a bunch of off-the-grid bonuses that are free as well. It's a great deal, so claim one today at privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And then separately, DNA Force is a nootropic, quite frankly. It boosts the brain, but it's about getting toxins out of your cells. It's been proven, it's patented, to be able to detoxify the mitochondria, to nerve regrowth. I mean, it's just simply amazing. Competing brands of this are only found in, you know, via doctors and medical facilities, because nobody will pay for it unless it's from them. It's prescription in Europe, stuff like BioPQQ. This is $100, but $101 right now, normally $140, but it is 20% off right now. Just the BioPQQ, depending on which batch it is, it varies in price, between $40 and $50-plus dollars for just what we put in each bottle. We're talking about, I forget how many thousands, like $12,000-$14,000 a kilo just for the BioPQQ. It's amazing. Strangely enough, it's found on like comets and stuff. It's really weird. Check into it, and that's just one ingredient. 175 clinical studies, 4.7 stars from third-party sites. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I'm here to tell you, it's amazing. Now, we also have other specials running. Brain Force is back in stock now, 20% more in each bottle. We've also got some of the other amazing products. But here's the bottom line. We are the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. And it takes a lot of money to run this operation, as you can imagine. To have the reporters, the crew, the staff, the legal, the customer service, the, you know, the shipping department. It's pretty much self-contained here. About a third of our shipping is drop ship from other folks, so we can save people money instead of shipping it from, say, you know, where they make the water filters in Michigan, in the case of Propure, and shipping it here, and then we ship it out to you, and it ships right from there. But most of it's all done right here in Austin, Texas. We employ now more than 60 people, and it is a tough nut to crack, even with the lower prices than other areas of the country here in Texas. So thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. You can also call toll-free. We'll answer any of your questions and take your order or whatever you'd like to do. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And understand, we're under massive globalist attack. They want to censor us now more than ever. The president, Hillary, all of them attacking us. Mainstream news every day, disinformation, twisting. We're the big target. We got the whole leftist globalist machine coming after us. We need your financial support and your prayers and more. I know you're going to give it to us, so thank you so much. Again, in the face of this tyranny. Owen Schroyer, hosting the next 30 minutes. Thank you for popping in today with us. Sorry to take 30 minutes of the fourth hour time. What do you got coming up today?
Well, we got all kinds of news, and I just got to say, you had a great show. I thought that last guest with Doug Hagmann was really great. I enjoyed listening to that. Well, Alex, it looks like freedom and liberty is catching on worldwide now with Italy. Italy, one of us, the Brexit. I think Germany is next. France is next as well. What are the globalists going to do when all of the countries that they have co-opted to bring globalism to this planet are falling out of line? What are they going to do, Alex?
Well, they're going to bring in authoritarianism and start a big war and try to plunge the economy. But so many good parts of Wall Street are rallying, so they don't know what to do. They're losing control. The old media is dying. The globalists are collapsing. It's an incredible time to be alive, my friend. They're going to come for our free speech. That's what's going to happen next. So back us up, listeners.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here hosting with you. And when Alex left us, he asked you, the audience out there, to help support us in the attack of being deemed fake news. It doesn't matter that Alex has been proven right on many of the things that he's been reporting for decades now. No, they're just going to say discredited fake news and try to shut us down. And we thank you so much for your support by going to InfoWarsStore.com and buying our great products. But as Alex mentions that, I had this story here that I wanted to cover. Website labeled fake news threatens to sue Washington Post for defamation. This is from the Daily Caller. One of the websites the Washington Post labeled fake news in a November story demanded a retraction and threatened the paper with a defamation suit in a demand letter Sunday. Now, the name of the website is Naked Capitalism, and while I haven't heard about Naked Capitalism, I'm not even familiar with them. In fact, I didn't have time to vet them before I came on here. In fact, I don't know if you guys want to pull up Naked Capitalism there for me real quick. We could take a quick look at it, but I'd like to salute them. They are right there on the ship of deplorables with us, apparently, as fake news. Now, again, I don't know anything about Naked Capitalism. I've never been to their site. But they are threatening to litigate with Washington Post over being called fake news. So there's Naked Capitalism. Some of the headlines here looks kind of more like a blog-style website. Fearless commentary on finance, economics, politics, and power. Here's a headline that's on their homepage. Can Uber deliver? Part 4. Understanding that unregulated monopoly was always Uber's central objective. Oh, no wonder. Must be fake news over there at Naked Capitalism having their own opinion. But we salute them. Now, this is what was said, and I got a kick out of this. This is what was said in the letter from the lawyer representing Naked Capitalism. You did not provide even a single example of fake news allegedly distributed or promoted by Naked Capitalism or indeed any of the 200 sites on their blacklist. I love that. This is from James Moody. You provide no discussion or assessment of the credentials or backgrounds of these so-called researchers and no discussion or analysis of the methodology, protocol, or algorithms such as researchers may or may not have followed. So there you go. And I don't need to get into the inner workings of protocols here, but I promise you we are not fake news. At the end of the day, we want to get to the truth just like you do. Now, there is real fake news out there. And again, I salute James Moody for that. I really got a kick out of that. Exactly. They provide no evidence of fake news while being fake news with all the stories that they cover that get debunked. Speaking of, one of those would be with Brexit. The economy is going to collapse. The markets are going to collapse. Stocks are going to go down. If Trump gets elected, the economy will collapse. The markets will crash. Stocks will go down. And then it's record highs. This is from CNBC today. Stocks shrug off Italian referendum as Dow hits new record. Energy consumer stocks lead. So how do you like that? Despite them trying to scare you out of getting out of the EU, telling you the stocks would go down. The stocks are hitting record levels in Europe. The stocks are hitting record levels in the United States. Freedom, free market, not globalism. Nationalism is what is returning power to the people. Now, we've got a report from Alex Jones on this. Italy votes against the EU takeover as globalism implodes. Let's play that report for you.
It's Sunday night. By the time many of you see this, it'll be Monday. We have had another huge victory against the forces of globalism. Now, the New York Times a few weeks ago had three different articles in 1 week about yours truly, saying, who is this fake news purveyor that is telling his audience that there is a movement run by a group called the Globalist? And they had three different articles investigating the theory of globalism and the globalists that run it. Globalism and globalist are terms used for more than 60 years by the Rockefeller Brothers Endowment, the Carnegie Endowment, the Ford Foundation. They had hearings in the 70s in Congress dealing with it. In the church committees, Barry Goldwater, a senator, spoke about it. Exposed it, wrote books about it. It's corporate global government using a technocracy to control people. The European Union is the first major project of it, set up as a steel agreement in 1957 called the Treaty of Rome. Out of that, they had the European Economic Community, like NAFTA and GATT, that became the Euro. And of the 25 nations that have entered it, only three ever were able to vote to even enter. Now, they just had Brexit a few months ago for the UK to begin to pull out of the EU that makes most of its laws. The EU itself is unelected. It's a permanent bureaucracy. It has a parliament of elected people, but that's only ceremonial. So it's the definition of a corporate, unelected government that consolidates power for a few private central banks. Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan have been involved since the conception of it. Globalism is the movement towards world government. It, not to be confused with international citizenship or loving to travel the world. They sell it like that. That's the icing on the cake. But the actual filler is poison. So, this imaginary global movement has been defeated in Russia. The Russians have thrown off the oligarchs. The UK's pulling out. And now there are 25 referendums in all 25 Euro nations to pull out. And the first big one was today, December 4th, Sunday. And the Five Star Party, started by a populist comedian of all people, in just 3 years has come to prominence and had devastating victories in the Italian parliament. So the Italian president announced he's stepping down, resigning tomorrow. And they're now going to have the different parties elect their new leaders. And the party with the most people in parliament gets their new president slash prime minister. The point we're getting at here is everywhere from Catalonia to what's happening in Reykjavik, Iceland, to what's happening with Donald Trump's election here, to UKIP, to Russia, to nationalists getting elected in Australia. Humanity's awakening. Now, the New York Times sells it like, yes, the nationalists are angry at the establishment, so despite the fact there are needed reforms, they voted against the reforms. Yes, it was a no vote to hand their laws completely over to the EU bureaucracy, what's left of their sovereignty, and let them jack up any amount of debt they want and have austerity on the population. The IMF and World Bank have done the same thing to the third world that is now happening via the euro. The IMF and World Bank are just the International Federal Reserve of the very same private banks. It's central banks that are privately owned and controlled, consolidating control, using economic warfare to make people poor, to control them. And the world's waking up to that. And no amount of CNN, I remember CNN like 10 years ago would go, Jones believes the euro is dictatorial and other conspiracy theories. By its definition, it's dictatorial and totalitarian. And so they just try to stonewalling, hoping everyone's so ignorant nobody learns about it. How NAFTA and GATT are merging into the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Asian Union and the Atlantic Treaty that merges us with the EU. Thousands of pages long, passed in secret. We now get a copy of it. It's total corporate world government, all one-sided, to shut down the little guy. It overrides Congress. It overrides parliaments. It overrides state legislatures. It turns our governments, not just here, but all the world, into rubber stamps. And so the good news is liberty is on the march. Trump is a manifestation of that. What's happening with Brexit is a manifestation. It's all a huge manifestation, and all we're having is victories. In Germany, Merkel's party had such a supermajority that it's taken three elections to bring her to almost having no majority. So she should really resign. But there's evidence that at least the elections in Germany are quasi-legitimate. Not the case in Austria. Polls keep showing nationalists should be winning by 10, 15 points, but the Green Party and others, quote, keep winning. Give me a break, because they'll keep the borders up and the rest of it. So Austria was having more of a symbolic vote about who their president would be, this, quote, ultra-right-winger or the Green Party, and they elected the Greens today. So that's the first defeat. But on the same day, Italy had a much more substantive, real victory in saying, no, we're not going to hand over our sovereignty to the unelected EU entirely. Now, the EU has responded. The EU has come out. You can just Google this for yourself. And said, since these member states are trying to pull out after Brexit, we're going to create an EU army and order you to dissolve your armies. And we'll have an army that keeps you safe. Oh, you're trying to leave? We'll put a new army in place and tax you for it. We'll quarter a multinational force in Germany, in Spain, in Greece, in Italy, in the Netherlands, I guess in the UK, if you try to pull out. And the mayor, an Islamicist in London, has said, we're not going to leave even if the British government says so. We'll take control of the city. We work for the EU. This is how you're conquering the 21st century, is by corporate bodies. But another huge victory in Italy. This is six or seven big victories just in the last few years, and they're accelerating. And as there's more victories, more people start to pull out. Now, we told you this would happen. Brexit came out. You know, I mean, after Brexit, the EU said, you know what? You're not allowed to leave. We're just not going to let you leave. people say, well, at first it's hard to leave if they bureaucratically control you. But they're showing themselves as dictatorial. Midterm, long term, they're going to lose by exposing its unelected. By talking about it and getting ridiculed and having CNN say it doesn't exist, we force it out into the open. The same CNN that said Trump was going to lose by 10 points because they were adding 15, 20, 30 points to their polls against him. The same CNN that gave the questions to her in all the debates. The same CNN that got caught colluding with the White House. The same CNN that got caught talking to the White House about how to lie to the public. You're all discredited. And now Obama wants state-run media to counter InfoWars.com. And what they do is they go out and find obscure internet sites, a lot of times that are set up by their own people, it's come out, and by different foundations to put out horrible lies on the internet. And then they claim, oh, look at these horrible lies, and these of Alex Jones with a straw man to mix us in. The good news is people know that mainstream media is lying to them. You know, the only time you watch mainstream media is in an airport or maybe on an airplane or somewhere, and it's all that's on the free setting on your, you know, Wi-Fi connection, so you still watch it, but you know you're being force-fed. The mainstream media already died, folks. They already know it. They're propped up. They're paid for by corporate facades. The corporations are refusing to pay for it now because none of it delivered. So I predicted they'd go pure state-run media once they lost the election and try to censor us. Now they're announcing total state-run media. Think about it. They're trying to appoint presidents in Europe. They're trying to go to the pure state-run media. They're trying to sell us authoritarianism as it's no big deal. But nobody's buying it. And the awakening is huge. It's accelerating. It's amazing. So I'm going to be covering this tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com/show. If you don't have a station in your area, but we've got like 50 new affiliates the last 6 months. We're at 240-something affiliates right now. The show is exploding across the nation and the world. This is an info war. So when you spread the link to InfoWars.com/show or InfoWars.com/app, when you spread the link to the areas to get the free app, we have a paid app as well, or when you spread the link to the video feeds and audio feeds and podcasts, that's how we reach some weeks as many as 85 million people. Our new floor is about 41 million people a week. One way or another, we can confirm or watching or listening. Our old ceiling was about 30 million, and our floor was 20 million. It's now 40 million. And that dwarfs CNN, folks. That's up there with Fox News. I'm not bragging. I want you to know we're winning. You're winning. You're having a big effect. Little note to mainstream media. People like these low-tech things shot here after hours. Way better than our big glitzy studios. You guys can learn something from that as well, to the mainstream media, who, by the way, know they're mercenaries. We'll be covering a lot of this and more tomorrow. I've got some big Donald Trump revelations as well. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, InfoWars.com/show. Start your own website. Start your own blog. Cover real information. Don't get off into conspiracy theories. The media will make jokes about this and say, oh, Mr. Conspiracy Theory says don't say conspiracy theories. They would always call me a conspiracy theorist because I was so devastating. That's how they try to discredit you. That just means questioning known liars. Now their new term is fake news when they're the fake news and they've been discredited in this election more than ever. But there are people that do fit the bill of just making up random crap. Like, oh, this crystal will heal your cancer or stuff like that. And they use that to discredit the real work we're doing. Now, separately, when I rant, when I rave, when I do some satire, they try to discredit us, you know, using that. People love that stuff, and that only adds to our credibility. So to each his own. All I'm saying is there's enough hardcore, real evidence of tyrannical world government taking place that all of us have more serious work to do than we could ever do. So don't infight. Stay focused. Stay away from all the race-baiting crap, no matter what color you are, and come together for basic human liberty and freedom and a new renaissance. Again, I want to thank you all for watching. I want to thank God for providence and support. And I want to thank Buckley for coming over here at like 11 o'clock at night to shoot these videos. We're going to upload these to YouTube and to Facebook. We've done our part. Please do yours and spread the links and subscribe below.
And I personally think one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing the trend against the establishment politicians in Europe in the EU is because of what has happened because of their migrant policies. Now, there was another woman who was allegedly raped and murdered by a migrant, and they're still researching into this. But here's the thing. The German government, their own statistics show, they have to admit, violent crimes have skyrocketed since over a million migrants have arrived in the country. But of course that is going to happen. And they just don't want to live in a country that is becoming less and less safe, less and less stable. It's not that we don't feel bad for the plight of these people coming in. It's just we don't want that coming into our country, especially at the hands of when there's political people who seek to gain from it with voter blocks here in America. That's what they love to do with that. Now, this is what's happening. This is a story that's actually a couple months old that I just saw today when I was doing my research into this migrant story from Germany. Apparently, what we have here is African migrants making their way to South America, and there is some deal between South and Central America and the Obama administration where these migrants from Africa work their way up through South America. And the whole goal of them getting to South America is to get asylum in the United States. So crazy stuff going on there. We've got more on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show, final segment, fourth hour.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Little piece of you.
final segment of the Alex Jones Show on this Monday. I thought it was one of the best Alex Jones shows. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I hope that you out there did too. If you did, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out our products. One of the, you know, a lot of people don't realize we have a bunch of apparel. There's actually a new hat on there, a new Moan Labe hat. I just got one myself. If you're into hats, that's a great hat. It's a sleek design. It's very comfortable. So this just came across my news desk. This is out of KSDK in St. Louis. St. Louis man accused of threatening to bomb workplace. A Missouri man is jailed on $500,000 cash bond after being accused of telling coworkers he was affiliated with ISIS and could have their auto-dealing job site blown up by making a phone call. St. Louis County prosecutors charged the 26-year-old Mustafa Baramik on Sunday with making a terrorist threat that is a felony punishable by up to 7 years in prison. Police in the St. Louis suburb of Creve Coeur say Baramik made the threat November 25th to fellow employees of Tef Seal, showing them a tattoo he claimed was related to ISIS. A police investigator wrote in a probable cause statement accompanying the criminal complaint that Baramik admitted making the threat. Police did a search of the business, did not find any explosives. It is not said whether or not Baramik has an attorney or not. So more, I guess, domestic ISIS agents or alleged domestic ISIS agents here in America. It'll be interesting to see what comes of this. You know, and we live in this news cycle that is constantly twisting, constantly swirling. A story like this is going to be forgotten in 36 hours. There was the guy in New Jersey that planted the bombs, I guess still allegedly. Do we even know? Did we get any of that confirmed ever? About the Chelsea bombing, the bombs that were found in New Jersey? This guy gets in a shootout with police. What were his affiliations to ISIS? How did he get radicalized? Are we looking at terror cells here, folks? Or are we looking at lone wolves? And when you've got a guy making threats, saying he could have an auto dealership blown up by making a phone call, that would indicate a cell, wouldn't it? But I don't know. But this just came across today. STL man accused of threatening to bomb workplace, claims to be affiliated with ISIS, 26-year-old Mustafa Baramik. So we'll find out if anything develops from that, any affiliations, or if they just brush that under the rug. Now, this story I had already planned on coming here talking about. This is from the Express. ISIS declares war on Trump's inauguration day, calling it Bloody Friday. The Islamic terror organization is reported to have recruited a number of new English-speaking operatives in recent months in a major bid to communicate messages ahead of the event. And then, of course, I see the story with this man out of St. Louis, and you can't help but want to raise your eyebrow. Now, I don't think ISIS is going to do anything that brazen. They wouldn't want to tip off, you know, police officers or American citizens. But nonetheless, that wasn't the Express, and we know that ISIS loves to brag about this. Don't believe a thing you hear unless it comes from me. Megyn Kelly responds to rumors she's going to CNN, but doesn't rule it out. So who knows? I kind of predicted that she would be a while ago. Maybe she will. Holidays on the moon will be possible in just a decade. So who knows? Will we be on the moon? Donald Trump said he'd take us to the stars. Thanks to everybody who tuned in. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones will be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.